This is part two of topic eight. We'll discuss the sources of influence that are indicated on the sport pressure checklist. Those sources are on the left-hand side. Each source is alternated between external factor, that is parental expectations as an example of an external factor, and an internal factor. The what you expect to gain from the competition is an internal factor. The last three factors, however, are internal factors, and so there are more sources of internal effect than external effect included in the scale. These sources can be either detrimental, neutral, or beneficial. For example, if a competition preparation was not going very well and performances did not feel good, then that would have a negative effect upon the athlete. But if the preparations were very good and the athlete was excited about their performance levels, then that would have a positive effect. So sources of pressure are not purely negative. They have the potential to be negative or positive, and that is why the scale ranges as it does. Let me run through the factors that are here. After the recitation of each factor, I will read the definition or the cue that is given to the athlete as to how to handle that response. The first factor is parental expectations. What your parents expect you to do in the contest. What you expect to gain from the competition. There are a number of aims or outcomes, good things, benefits, rewards, etc., that you expect if you do well in the contest. Friends and teammates' expectations. What your friends, inside and outside of your sport, expect of you. How successful you expect to be. How you consider you will perform in the competition. Press and media expectations. What you have read in the papers, or seen or heard reporters or other media persons saying about you. The adequacy of your competition preparation. How you think that what you have done to train and prepare for this competition will affect your performance. Crowd or audience effects. The crowd, audience, or spectator reactions to you and your competing. Your need to improve. How much you feel you have to improve your performance in this competition. Coach expectation. What the coach expects of or has set you to do in the contest. The anticipated contest difficulty. How you view the level of difficulty of the contest for achieving what you want. Opponents. How you view the opponents and their effects on what you want to achieve. Your control over the preparation for the contest. How well you have controlled all the events that you wanted to while preparing for the competition. Officials and organizers' actions. The way the organization of the competition and the people in charge affect you. Your readiness to perform. How ready are you to perform to the best of your ability? The competition's importance. How important the competition is for you to achieve some result you want. Your goals for the competition. You have set one or more goals or expectations performing in the competition. These affect you in some way. The last item is a catch-all area. It's called other sources, and the athlete is instructed to write down factors of which they are aware that affect how they approach the competition. The sport pressure checklist yields 4 scale scores, and as has been indicated earlier, the scores for internal pressure and positive pressure should improve each day up to and including the competition. It's highly desirable to have a very marked increase in the last 24 hours before competing. Also of importance are the day-to-day fluctuations in scores. If one factor is perceived as being positive on one day and then reverses to being negative on the next day, then a coaching intervention is warranted. By monitoring the day-to-day changes in each of these factors, there is a suggestion for the coach to attend to particular ways of thinking about changed factors on each subsequent day. This focuses the coach's attention on factors that are important to each individual athlete. This type of information is rarely generated for coaches. The sport pressure checklist is a valuable tool for fine-tuning coaching behaviors and the experience of athletes before important competition. This completes topic 8.